All right, let's get back to Miss Jana real quick, calling from Sun City. Jana, thank you for being so patient, and please excuse me. I've only been doing this 28 years, and I still can't keep track of the clock.
That's okay. Don't leave the cell phone bell.
All right.
So the question is, I've got a house in Sun City, and like everything Del Webb did, it's got custom-sized filters. I've got one that's 20 3/4 by 30 3/4, and the other is 20 by 20. And currently what I have, what came with the house when I inherited it, is the washable metal mesh filters.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you to Jeff Carmichael here of Rias. Jeff, how are we going to coach her along? Turn your mic on there, Mike. There you go.
All right, so the first thing that we can do is we can shop Amazon. That is extremely odd. Filter size that you have. The 20 by 20, it shouldn't be hard to find. Is that hard to find, ma'am?
It's 20 3/4 by 30 3/4. That's the problem.
That's the only return in the house?
No, the other return is 20 by 20.
Okay, so the 20 by 20 is easy to find.
Okay.
I'm asking, ma'am, is the 20 by 20 easy to find for you?
I haven't looked, because I look at and what I find is I find 20 by 30, not 20 3/4 by 30 3/4, and that's where I stop. So when I had the last, when I had the AC changed out and the new system put in, I had the AC company make me a second set of the metal mesh filters so that I could at least alternate them and let them dry.
Right. Well, I don't like that you're using the washable filters. I would say one of the things that you can do is take a look on Amazon for custom size filters. There's a huge variety, and you can buy them in bulk. If that doesn't work, you can always call us, and we can come out and try to look at placing a more easy fit return that will allow a standard filter size that you can pick up at your Home Depot or Lowe's.
Let's talk about those washable filters. You know, who doesn't love Paul Harvey, right? And how many microfilters did he sell? Billions of them. And it's a monofilament, and as the air passes through it, the static electricity forces everything in the air to cling to those. They're basically such a good filter.
It's too good of a filter.
It chokes your system, right?
Right.
And then how is a homeowner qualified to really clean that?
Right. Yeah. The time.
Describe the cleaning process done correctly.
Oh, geez. You gotta. Well, take it out. Take it in the backyard. There's a chemical product that you can buy. So you're gonna lay that chemical bonding on top of the filter. Then you're gonna spray it with. You need a pressure washer. A hose with a nozzle is not gonna clean it out. And you put that thing back in, and you're still gonna have that high pressure buildup regardless.
Now, so. Jana had the foresight to say, I want two, so one can be drying, because that's what ends up. They wash them, they put them back in there wet.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's one of the worst things you can do.
Down in Tucson, y'all doing a lot of the washable filters?
We try and get rid of them every time we see them.
Okay, all right. Very good. Jana, I hope that helps. For the weird sizes, go to Amazon.com, and maybe you can search up the size you're looking for. If not, get in touch with Rias here in town or the air conditioning contractor that put that size in for you and see if they can't modify it to at least something that's a lot more easier to find. And let's retire the washable filters and get to just a paper pleated filter. I think all the way around you could be in a lot better shape. Let's go to Mike calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Mike. What's your air conditioning situation this morning?
By the way, who am I talking to? Because I got in late.
It's Rosie on the House program.
Yeah.
And you've got Jeff Carmichael from Rias.
Rias
here in Phoenix, and Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design down in Tucson. So those are your experts.
Okay, great. I've got a little over 2,000 square foot house. I've gone to the trouble of having dual pane windows. I've done additional attic insulation quite a bit. And I've got a split floor plan with two relatively new high-efficiency AC units that qualified for the rebate.
Okay.
Yet SRP says that I'm an average user. And the other problem I've got is, you might want to talk about, is I seem, because of the split floor plan in two units, these units will kick on and it'll be a short cycle time. They're only on for a very short time, say 5 to 10 minutes. And one of the problems I have is, according to my cheap gauge, I have humidity in the 50 to 65%. And therefore, I'm not comfortable, so instead of running it at, say, 78, I'm now running it at 72 or 73, which I'm sure is using more electricity.
Okay.
All right.
How long ago did you install your air conditioning systems?
That was my fault. I don't have... He's not on.
Oh. Oops.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry, Mike.
All right. 2,000 square feet. When the comment was high humidity, I was curious where he was going to go.
I would say I was going to go straight to the sizing of the air conditioning systems. 2,000 square foot home with two systems on it. Oversized air conditioning equipment, that will lead to a more humid air in your home. Your air conditioning system is removing the heat and moisture, creating cold, dry air. And when your system's oversized, you're not going to remove the heat and moisture that's adequate for the home, and it's going to leave you with an uncomfortable feel.
And we like, 40% humidity inside the home?
40% is that's a very tangible number that you should be expecting.
And the air conditioning ought to be pouring condensate right now.
Correct.
Both my units are generating about almost 5 gallons a day.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. And they're running a long time. The short cycling, the oversized unit may be Mike's biggest problem.
Yeah. Mike, I would call us to come out and we'll run a manual J heat load calculation at no charge for you. And that's going to give you, I think, a whole lot of help.
I mean, when we replaced the air conditioners at my house, we lost them in the hailstorm of 2011. We took 2 tons of air conditioning off the house, and my bills went down 25%.
Right.
And I'm much happier with the indoor air quality. You know, we've got Rias here and we've got Intelligent Design here, but we haven't talked anything about what you guys really do, whole house energy audit. You want to talk about how you get out to someone's house? What does it cost them? It's insane to me that not every homeowner in Arizona has taken advantage of this.
Right. I tell everyone just the first thing you need to do is call us, 480-969-7500. Get us into your home at no charge. Ask to schedule a free consultation. One of our building analysts will come out to your home. They're going to do a visual evaluation of your home and speak to you about issues and concerns that you have. And then that's going to better guide you into what we can do for you, the services our company offers, and if doing a $99 home energy audit is going to be beneficial for you, that's going to be the direction that we point you in. But the easiest thing you can do is just have us out to your home for no charge and let us sit down and speak with you.
And to reach Rias here in Maricopa County?
That's 480-969-7500, and we're standing by today, so call us at any time this morning.
Okay. Andrew, how do y'all operate down in Tucson?
We're doing the same thing, free evaluation. We do have someone on standby there in Tucson waiting for phone calls. And same thing, we'll go out, we'll sit down with you at no cost, figure out what's going on. And then if you want to take the next step to do a full energy audit where we depressurize the house, test for leaks, use a thermal imaging camera to see if there's missing insulation pockets, go in the attic, just a full energy audit, then we can take that next step. But I am, for the next week or two, I told my office that I'm going to be the one coming out personally to take care of you. So for free evaluations, you call me. The office is 520-333-COOL. That's 333-2665. And I'll come and see you in the next week or two.
Now, Arizona homeowners, if you haven't had a whole house energy audit done yet, I can't encourage you enough. This is the first place to start. It identifies what all the problems are in your home. It's a complete holistic approach. It's a complete survey of all the systems in your home. We take a look at what the air infiltration is around your doors and windows. We take a look at the quality of the ductwork. We take a look at the insulation in and around all areas of your home. And then you are given a plan of how to address your bills and how you might improve the indoor air quality, reduce your energy bills, and live more comfortable. That's for $99, folks. The utility companies, how much equipment do you have, Andrew, when you send someone out to do a whole house energy audit, how much equipment is on that truck? The infrared imagers, the blower door tests, all the other equipment that are involved.
In dollars or just
in dollars? The, in dollars.
Easily $15,000.
$15,000 worth of equipment. And they're there how long?
Usually 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, so you've got a trained technician with $15,000 equipment at your house for 2 or 3 hours to analyze it for $99.
And those trucks are very well secured. You know, just anyone out there looking at you, just deter any unscrupulous person that might have cut in. You got alarm systems, armed guards,
yeah,
you know. That.
Absolutely. They get emptied out every evening, so.
And what we do here at Rosie on the House is we make sure we screen the energy audit companies because, boy, how many bad energy audits have you seen?
Yeah, we see them all the time. I think there's around 24 energy auditing companies that can perform that for APS and SRP out here in the Valley. And I can't tell you how many times I go or get a phone call to have a second opinion on whether that's skewed information delivered, whether it's just a straight sales pitch on things that you do not need. So picking the right energy auditing firm is huge.
We have a very loyal listener in Scottsdale who got an energy audit from someone else. And a single gentleman living in a nice big house on a lake, and they came back with a recommendation that he should spend like $7,000 in LED lights.
Right.
And I said, look, I haven't been to your house. I'm telling you, that's not the first thing you need to do. Let me come meet you. Went out and met him, talked him into calling Rias. And when y'all went out there, there was a hole in the return air duct the size of 2 basketballs. And,
yeah.
And the other company didn't even find it in their report.
Right. Like we spoke before the show this morning, Rosie, some homes we can go in during that free evaluation and find a duct that's disconnected. You've been living in the hot bedroom for however many years, and I can put that thing on and they're problem solved.
Really makes you look like a hero, doesn't it?
It does.
Andrew, y'all just had a customer like that in Tucson.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that separates us is we're looking at the house as a whole, holistically. When you have a company that only does air conditioning or they only do solar or only insulation, they're looking to sell what they have.
Right.
That's their goal. We don't do that. We're an air conditioning and heating contractor. We're a general contractor. We're certified energy auditors. So we're looking at everything, and we want to find the things that are the lowest cost, highest yield first, rather than going with the high cost, low yield. For instance, a lot of people have double pane windows. They're looking to go to triple pane.
Right.
It's a very low yield for that investment.
It is. We're going to come back talking to Roger and Tom and Paul. And Tom and Tom. We have 3 Toms on hold right now. So we'll get to all 3 of you. Two are from the Phoenix Mesa area and one's from Tucson. We'll get to all the calls right after this short break. Y'all stay tuned. We're trying to protect you. We're trying to educate you. We're trying to get you more comfortable at a lower cost. You're only going to get that kind of information right here at Rosie on the House.